Residential lending practices. Residential mortgages are divided into two broad categories: conventional loans and government loans. Government loans include FHA, VA, and USDA loans. All other loans are known as conventional loans and have no federal government guarantees or insurance. Regardless of the type of loan, the borrower must demonstrate the ability and willingness to make timely payments. Creditworthiness is determined by a thorough analysis of the buyer's situation. The borrower's credit score directly impacts the loan terms that lenders will offer. When lenders publish rates for various loan programs, they are based upon a buyer having a particular credit profile. A buyer might qualify for a loan, but at a higher rate than initially hoped. The borrower's credit score will, in large part, determine the program to be selected, FHA, conventional, etc., and the terms of the loan. One measure of an individual's ability to pay is through the use of ratios. In most loan programs, two ratios are applied. They are referred to in the industry as the front ratio and the back ratio. The front ratio is used to qualify a borrower for a loan based upon the proposed house payment and his or her gross monthly income, GMI. The house payment is the monthly payment of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PTI. In conventional lending, a front ratio of 28% means that the house payment, PATI, cannot exceed 28% of the borrower's gross monthly income. The back ratio is the ratio of the borrower's total recurring monthly debts, including such obligations as the house payment, payments on all installment debts, monthly payments on all junior liens, alimony, car lease payments, and other recurring payment obligations. In conventional lending, it is usually 36%. Both ratios must be satisfied. The borrower's income is also critical, and the lender will verify all sources of income and evaluate both their reliability and longevity. A conventional loan refers to a loan made with real estate as security and does not involve government participation in insuring or guaranteeing the loan. Most conventional loans are made in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market. Loans that are not sold in the secondary market are called portfolio loans because the lender holds the loan in their investment portfolio. If a lender intends to sell a conventional loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the loan must conform to their standards for purchase. Conventional loans that meet these standards are known as conventional conforming loans. Elements of a conventional conforming loan include requirements for both the borrower and the property. Additionally, the documents used in the loan package must conform to Fannie Mae/Freddie Mac standards. Fannie Mae loan limits. The U.S. Congress sets Fannie Mae's upper loan limits for 1 to 4 unit properties. If a residential property contains 5 or more living units, the sale is considered a commercial transaction. Borrower qualification. A lender will verify the borrower's income and will evaluate its sufficiency and reliability in the underwriting process. Conventional lending guidelines specify a front ratio of 28% and a back ratio of 36%. Consider a borrower with a gross annual income of $120,000 per year. The monthly income is $120,000 divided by 12 equals $10,000 GMI. Front ratio, $10,000 times 28% equals $2,800. Back ratio, $10,000 times 36% equals $3,600. The borrower qualifies for a $2,800 PD payment, but only if the combined house payment and all other regular recurring obligations do not exceed $3,600. Example: the borrower with a GMI of $10,000 wants to purchase a home that will require a $2,500 monthly PID payment. Based on the front ratio, the borrower qualifies because the proposed house payment is under $2,800. Now, assume that the borrower has regular recurring obligations totaling $1,300 per month that include a car payment, minimum payments of a couple of credit cards, and a payment on a home theater system. Does the borrower qualify? Proposed house payment, $2,500. Regular monthly obligations, plus $1,300. total $3,800. The borrower does not qualify because the sum of the house payment and monthly obligations exceed $3,600. The borrower must qualify on both the front and back ratio. Under certain circumstances, the underwriter can exceed the ratios, but must cite reasons for doing so. LOAN-TO-VALUE-RATIO-LTV. Another important criterion in the qualifying process is the value of the property being financed. The loan-to-value ratio is the percentage of the lesser of the appraised value or sales price that the lender will lend. If a borrower is approved for an 80% loan, it means that the lender will loan up to 80% of the sales price or appraised value, whichever is lower. Note that the down payment is the difference between the sales price and the LTV. 100% sales price minus 80% loan equals 20% down payment. Private Mortgage Insurance, PMI. Private Mortgage Insurance, PMI, is a special form of insurance designed to allow lenders to increase the LTV ratio. PMI is required when the LTV of a conventional loan exceeds 80% PMI, basically ensures the difference between the borrower's down payment and 80% LTV. The PMI premium is a function of the borrower's credit score and the loan-to-value ratio, and is quoted as a percentage of the loan amount, such as 0.59%, the PMI premium would then be. Private mortgage insurance premiums are added to the borrower's monthly payment. Be careful. Do not confuse MIP, mortgage insurance premiums, with PMI, private mortgage insurance. While they sound similar, MIP comes with FHA loans. While PMI only applies to conventional loans, MIP insures the entire loan amount. In contrast, PMI only insures the difference between the actual loan amount and an 80% LTV, which is the lender's assumed risk.